Now, I'm really happy to be joined on the line by Chrissy Huntley. How are you doing?
Hi, Michelle. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Great to speak to you, because I've been playing your track Supposed to Be for the last week or two, which is phenomenal, and we'll talk more about it a little bit later. So you're a singer-songwriter. Whereabouts are you based?
I'm based in Bristol at the moment, yeah.
When did you first get that music bug?
I've always been interested. I'd say it's been sort of a fleeting love. I've always sang, I've always done things like that, but it wasn't until I was about 1920 that I started songwriting, so that was about 6 years ago. And speaking of which, Supposed to Be was one of the first songs I ever wrote, about 6 or 7 years ago, but it's only last year that I decided to actually make it into a record and release it. But yeah, my whole life I've loved music, always been a part of it in some capacity, in some way.
And who are the influences that you've grown up with that have shaped the music that you do?
To be honest, it's been so eclectic. My dad listened to a lot of musical theatre, Belinda Carlisle, that kind of thing. And then my mum and my brother listened to a lot of Muse and things like that. We went to a lot of music festivals. But me in particular, I've always loved people like Leanne Havas, but really old school soul as well. So Aretha Franklin, Etta James, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, you went to the Brit School, is that correct?
I did, yeah.
I've always wondered what that would be like. When you go to a regular school, you might have maybe four people in a year that can sing and dance, and they're good, and they've got like a captive audience. But when you go somewhere like the Brit School, what is it like with the competition around? Are the teachers really aware that some people are not overly confident, and, you know, they might be very talented, but they just don't have that, you know, that kind of drive? How does it work?
Well, I'd say that first and foremost, the Brit School was the best 2 years of my life. The teachers and all of the students, despite it being massively competitive, you are right. It's such a supportive space. And it's funny you say that some people might not have the confidence or anything like that, because I don't think I got my confidence until I moved to Bristol 3-4 years ago. And I remember starting at the Brit School and even coming home to my mum crying, because I was like, I'm not as good as everyone else. Like, I don't think I should stay. I think I should drop out. But obviously my mum was amazing, as any mum would be, and just said, you know, you've got to stick it out. And I did, and it was amazing, and made some friends for life.
In 2017, you were suffering with really bad anxiety, and your music helped you get through it.
Yeah, exactly. So as I said, I started writing music probably around 2014, 2015. And it wasn't until, as I say, I moved to Bristol in 2017, because I was suffering really badly with anxiety. I couldn't leave the house, things like that. I knew I needed to make a change. So I was working in an office full time. So I made the plunge and quit my job, moved to Bristol and studied music full time. And after moving here, I quickly made a single called If Only I Could, which was released in aid of Mind Mental Health Charity. So we raised about £500 for that, I think. It sort of went on to be the reason I did music. Was it sort of saved me, and it was my means of communication. And since moving to Bristol and studying music, I haven't been anywhere near as bad as I was with my mental health, and I think that it honestly is because of music. So that's kind of been my driving force ever since.
And it's Let's Talk About It. That was the hashtag for the Mind Mental Health Charity, which you mentioned you raised the £500 for. But as well, I saw on your website, which I thought was lovely, you continue your support by donating £1 for every merchandise sale goes to the charity, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely
exactly.
Wonderful. So with songwriting, how do you start off? Are you somebody that writes lyrics all the time, or do you pick up a guitar, or is it piano? How does it work for you?
It always used to be lyrics first. I never used to play an instrument. And to be honest, me saying I play an instrument now is a bit of an overstatement. Over lockdown, I decided to teach myself guitar. So now it kind of works the other way around. I'll play something on guitar and then write the lyrics afterwards. But generally, I think for me, because songwriting comes from a very truthful, honest place, usually it's not fictional, it's about my life. So it usually comes from, you know, little musings I've written down in my phone, or little poems that I've written every now and then. So it all comes from quite a real place.
Yeah. I love Supposed to Be, and I really love that note that you got towards the end, that really high note, because when you can sing that high, sometimes the temptation is, and you've probably heard it with some singers, is you hear it throughout the whole track, and then it loses its power. And I love the fact that it just comes in at the end and you go, whoa.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
It's fabulous. And did you do all the harmonies on that track as well? Is that all you?
Yep, it's all me on the track. It was recorded during COVID, so I didn't really have the option of getting multiple singers into a room. So, yeah, it's all me.
And how has COVID been for you as a musician?
It's had its pros and cons, obviously, as I'm sure it has for every musician across the country and across the globe. For me, it's been good in the sense that I've been writing so much and I've collaborated with people in Australia, in Germany, which I otherwise probably wouldn't have because I wouldn't have thought to sort of branch out from my geographical location. So that's been really amazing. And I've got some music coming out across this year, which was all made and written last year. But obviously on the downside, I was doing so many live shows before the pandemic. And obviously I haven't been able to do that. But saying that, I have got my first live show tonight, which I'm so excited about. I'm pretty nervous. I think I'll be a bit rusty. But, yeah, I'm really excited to be back.
So. Whereabouts is that?
It's a place in Bristol called the Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah.
So I'm playing with a band and I can't wait.
Oh, wow. The band can play, but you have to sit in your seat.
Yeah, you have to stay sat down. There's no vertical enjoyment, unfortunately.
No, don't join in on the chorus either. There's no, you can't do that. You've got some amazing reviews as well. You've got a lot of support from really the big radio stations. How has that felt for you?
Oh, it's been amazing. I've been very grateful to BBC Bristol since I've moved here. BBC Introducing, they've been really supportive. And since Supposed to Be came out, I'm trying to think what it was, 2 weeks ago, the support and the reaction has been completely overwhelming. It's been quite a while since I've released anything, so it's always very gratifying when when you think, you know, after a year or two of working on something and wondering if it's any good, and going in between thinking it's good and bad, to see that people actually like it is the most amazing thing in the world. So yeah, it's been great.
So I know you said you've been writing obviously during lockdown, so are you going to release, are you doing a full album, or is it going to be EP or just releases every sort of month or two for the rest of the year?
Yeah, exactly that. So I've got I think 3 singles lined up for the rest of the year. One of them is ready to go, so that will be coming out very soon. And then after that, I'm hoping to get some funding for an EP, because that would be my absolute dream, to do my debut EP in the next year or two.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed.
Well, with a voice and the writing talent, I'm looking forward to it. It's been wonderful to talk to you, Chrissy. You know, and as soon as you've got the latest track, do let me know.
Absolutely.
Do let me know. Because I love it. So this track is supposed to be, this is Chrissy Huntley. Take care, my love.
Take care.
Bye-bye.